My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
How was the makeup of your offensive line look in regards to your tackles relative to maybe Troy's health?
We'll determine that as we get closer to game time. I was a partial participant yesterday. It went well. We expect it to be more so tomorrow. And so the closer he gets to health, have a better reflection of how we might divvy that up. But obviously the first two guys are going to be participants. He potentially could be as well. And Spencer Anderson has played some tackle in the past as well.
So if Troy Fautanu plays well during the week, he could play? Yeah, I think he'll get a hat. I think he'll be one of the 46. But my read, just listening yesterday and everything that has transpired since the end of camp, is it's going to be Dan Moore Jr. at left, Broderick Jones at right, Spencer Anderson at left guard. You said before the show, though, you got a funny feeling about Spencer Anderson.
No, I think he's going to do a great job. Not that he's going to obviously unseat Sayamalu, but I think he's going to be a pleasant surprise. I think he's going to do that very well. He's a very versatile player. He could play all the positions, but getting his opportunity for what, the first time really in his NFL career to be a starter in the game, I think that he's going to do just fine, and that's going to help him as the season goes on because, you know, Sayamalu is one injury, Fautanu is another injury. I mean, this offensive line staying healthy throughout the whole season, you're going to have another injury, and Spencer Anderson is a guy that can fill all those spots. So I think him getting this opportunity is very good for their depth moving forward.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly, and they really like him. Russell Wilson took him to the Penguin game, right? Mm-hmm. Russ has been hanging out with Spencer Anderson. They seem to really like this guy. And he was on the active roster for 8 games last year. Just one snap. Now, Mike Tomlin said he reminds him of a former Steeler.
His versatility was a calling card that allowed him to sustain. But the longer he's here, you better specialize in a certain area. And really, his growth and development kind of reminds me a lot of Calvin Beecham, if you remember years ago.
Who's been in the league for 13 years. Hell of a nice guy. Was on an episode of, what's that show on HGTV with Chip Gaines and Joanna? You ever watch that one?
Mm-mm.
He was on that show. He built a house for his parents. Nice man, that Calvin Beach.
Home makeover.
Not that one. I'll remember. My wife once went to Waco, Texas to go to Chip and Joanna Gaines, like, silo and bought cakes and stuff. And
what?
Yeah. Someone will text in with the name of the show. All you husbands out there have at one point or another had to sit down and put your feet up and watch a little HGTV. I'm telling you, Dorn, since you haven't seen it, go on Netflix. I forget the dang name of the show.
I love those shows.
You would love this show. They're great people, it seems like.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
I might as well just look it up.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Big Baylor fans, though. The one thing that is wrong with them.
Oh, what was it called?
Fixer Upper.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Barely know her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chip and Joanna Gaines seemed cool when Calvin Beecham was on that show. I digress big time. I do think, Doran, if Sayamalu were healthy, I think there is a chance at least we would have seen Broderick Jones at left and Fautanu at right. But you don't want to have four guys with virtually no experience starting week one in the NFL. And I can't fault them for that.
Mm-hmm.
Sayamalu practiced on Monday. He's going to be good to go, it sounds like, for the game. You can't have a rookie at right tackle, a rookie at center, a guy with one snap at left guard, and a guy who's only started 11 career games on the other side as your left tackle. I can criticize the Steelers for Broderick Jones playing right tackle last year and not flip-flopping Dan Moore Jr. and Broderick Jones. If they want some level of veteran presence in this game to open the season, I really can't criticize them for that.
Nah.
You got to win a football game. It's about winning. And you can't basically start four rookies on the offensive line and expect Russell Wilson to come out of the game alive or for you to come out of the game with a win. Hey, it actually makes sense. I know that like the default setting for a team that hasn't won a playoff game in darn near a decade is they're doing everything wrong. I'm okay with them playing Dan Moore Jr. on the left side in this game. Now, when Sayamalu comes back healthy and you feel good about Faltanu on the right, as the season starts to evolve, I'd like to see it change.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Dan Moore as your swing tackle. But for now, I get what they're doing. 100%.
Broderick Jones still hasn't gotten that many reps at left tackle.
I know.
He got a little bit, I think, a couple days ago, but that's it.
And don't you feel a lot better about him playing at left tackle with Sayamalu on his right side?
Yes.
Now, Tomlin did scoff at that a little bit in the press conference, said, you still gotta block your guy. But they had it all set up where it was going to be inexperience, experience, inexperience, experience, inexperience. And if you were going to go with the four youngsters, you weren't going to be able to do that. And I know there's going to be a ton of Steelers fans in there. I heard it get poo-pooed, and I've seen it get poo-pooed on social media. Well, there's going to be a ton of Steelers fans. You're not going to have to go silent. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. It's a home opener. You're still going to get 40,000 Falcons fans in there in a dome. The place is going to be loud. You're going to be working off a silent count. You need some level of experience in
mm-hmm.
there. So I can't blame the Steelers. I can't fault them for what they're doing.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.